the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, this is going to be like reading, but it's not reading. From a book Kelly was gifted and used with her friend over the weekend called Burn After Writing. And it's a bunch of questions about yourself. And you guys spent a lot of the time, Kelly, I believe, asking each other back and forth these, right?
We did, yes. My teacher friend Leslie, she's so thoughtful with stuff like that. So she bought the book Burn After Writing, and we spent the weekend answering questions, and I found out my questions were much different than her. She really cares about the people in her lives and the people around the world, and I was more so like, nature. Very, very fun. But you gave us a great question before we went to break.
And that was, what is the first thing you spent your own money on? Okay. I know mine.
Me too.
I got in trouble for mine because I received, I don't remember how much, but when I got in, as growing up Lutheran, when you get confirmed in eighth grade. And for the most part, people gave me money. And that was the exact same time that Nintendo came out. I got confirmed in April. My best friends had gotten Nintendo at Christmas. My parents didn't even consider it. So I was determined to get one. So when I counted up the money that I got, my mom said, do not spend all of that money on a Nintendo. So I asked my brother to take me to the store, and then I bought a Nintendo, and I didn't spend all of the money on the Nintendo. I spent more than I had and borrowed $40 from him so I could get two games. Mm. And when I came home, I think she thought about murdering me, but I guess it was illegal still. She was so mad. And aww. Then, to compound the error, I had, I still, even though I had been confirmed, I had to finish out the season of, like, catechism classes for the end of the year. And I had one that night, and I asked if I could skip it so I could play Nintendo. And I think if my mom ever was going to punch someone in the face, it would have been that moment. Real tone deaf on my part.
I can't believe you didn't spend your own money until eighth grade. That's crazy.
That's the first big one I remember.
Yeah.
There was money before that that I blew on like He-Man characters and Star Wars and stuff like that.
Yeah. But this is specific.
Well, but and honestly, yeah, before eighth grade, you're not really spending your own money. You're spending money
not
that somebody
really
gave
might
you.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Like, I always did little odd jobs and stuff around the neighborhood that I would get like $10 here or $12 there. And my friend had like a lawn cutting service where we had two customers.
Yeah.
And we met.
Steve, the nearest neighbor was a half mile from my house.
Yeah.
There were none of these opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, money was still new in your area then, right?
Yeah, you guys were still trading, you know, like items.
Yeah. We were bartering pelts and sticks, my man.
And oxen.
Yeah, I've got some otter.
I'll build you a wagon wheel for these eggs. Okay.
Yeah, because I think
what about you?
Like mine would have been something little, like hockey cards or those little helmets.
Yeah,
little
I mean,
football helmets that you get out of the quarter machine or a bouncing.
Oh, those were
for
fun.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, yeah, I don't remember for sure if this was the first thing that I remember buying with my own money wasn't for me, and I feel pretty good about that. Now, I did it like Steve talked about. I had a job when I was 12 at a golf course, so I did make money, but I didn't have a way to go anywhere without my parents anyway. So chances are I wasn't buying a lot. But I remember my older sister and I. I think I was in eighth grade. And my mom had talked about wanting these Christmas dishes, and they still sell them. You can get them at Macy's or whatever. They're like, it's called Spode, I think, S-P-O-D-E.
With like the holiday.
It has a Christmas tree on it. So we bought like a set of plates and the mugs, and bought the whole damn thing. My older sister and I, with our own money, we went to the store and we bought her that for Christmas. And
that's really thoughtful.
It was. And I look back and I go, I'm kind of surprised we both did that. But
yeah,
for some reason, we just got it in our heads where we went, you know what? We can do this. My sister could drive at that point. So we went to the store and we bought those. Now, what we didn't realize is that my mother had sold all of the ham and then bought us piggy banks. So it was like the real gift of the Magi. It was very sad.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel bad that yours was like your first purchase was to honor your mom. And mine was sneaking around like a government employee to stick it to my mom.
Yours was normal, though. That was very normal. I think mine was abnormal, but it's the first one that I remember.
Yeah.
Joe, what about you?
Mine was actually also for my mom. Well, I should take that back.
What, are you ganging up on me?
Well, half and half. Yeah. No. Yeah. This is.
I think we had been brainwashed in some manner that we're unaware of.
I mean, if you don't want to, if we're not counting the, the things at grocery stores, the egg machines.
Yeah, where it's like a quarter. Or
yeah,
if
we're not counting that big purchase,
yeah,
you
like
remember.
A first real thing.
Yeah.
This was when I took a trip to Disney World Disney World with my friend Kyle and his two moms back in the day. I bought, let's see, a Hypercolors T-shirt from the water park, a slap bracelet, and a from Disney from some shop in the Magic Castle. The most expensive of jewels, no doubt, were placed into this like little locket thing that came with two earrings.
Mm.
And I have no doubt she looked at that and went, I cannot believe he wasted money on this.
That's really thoughtful.
This is going to really give me a real infection.
It was.
Yeah. There was definitely nickel in that.
They start to rust. Yeah.
She can't get them out of her ears. It's just part of her now.
She is a tetanus shot.
And I would like to take full credit for being thoughtful, but Kyle bought it first. He bought the exact same. He bought that same thing, and he said, "I'm going to give this to my mom." And I went, yeah, I'm going to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to give it to your mom, too. Oh.
Yeah.
Oops. Just kidding, Kyle. Steve, what about you?
I remember saving up money to buy a bike because I wanted, this is like when I was first getting into BMX, and the bike that I wanted was more expensive than my parents would have bought for me. It mm-hmm. wasn't going to be like a Kmart bike that was, $80 or
right.
whatever. It was going to be a couple hundred dollars. And I remember saving up for a long time to buy that. I think that was my first big purchase. But like I said, before that, it would have been hockey cards at the local baseball card store and just stupid, stupid crap.
Oh, yeah.
Things that I did not need.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, what about you?
My very first thing was the NSYNC very first cassette that they came out with before a CD. CDs were a little too expensive. I didn't have a CD player. But I had a cassette player, and it was like blue and gray stripes with all their faces on the front. I thought it was the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
It had the little cassette sleeve, so I got pictures of them and all the lyrics to the songs. Oh, man, I thought I was
those were awesome. The days.
Oh, yeah. I think it was probably sixth or seventh grade for me, and I brought that cassette to school knowing I could play it at school. Hey, put this on.
Yeah,
I was just showing it to people, look at what I bought.
Just you saying that, I can still smell how those cassettes smell.
Oh, yeah.
They
that plasticky.
It was that waxy, plasticky smell.
Weren't you in sixth or seventh grade in, 99 or 2000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, you really were behind on the CD game.
I know. I didn't have money for it. I didn't have a CD player. I had my cassette player.
I got my first CD player, I think, in 1987.
Yeah, even I had one when I was younger than that.
Yeah, I know. I was way behind.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was cool before I knew it.
Mm-hmm. You were hip. You were born a hipster.
Yeah.
Yeah, by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this.
Okay.
What is something you have wished for repeatedly? That's a little harder. A little different. It's not just a memory. What is something you have wished for repeatedly?
You mean material goods?
Whatever,
obviously,
Joe.
For somebody specific to fall in love with me.
Oh, I would say
different
world
times.
the same person?
Day. No, not always the same person, but.
Yeah, I have a surface level one, which is I wish I was more flexible. I'm so tall and gangly, but I'm not flexible. And I've wished my whole life that I could just be more flexible. And there's a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do yoga and I achieved it and then I stopped and now I'm not flexible anymore. But another one is more balance in my own head, which Lexapro is kind of helping with that. Shout out to my antidepressant. But I can't shut those voices off. And I've always wished since I was a little kid, what are these self-doubt voices in my head? At the time, I didn't know that, but I have always wished I could shut those off.
Mm-hmm.
So I go from surface level to meaningful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty normal for everyone.
Yeah, because right off the bat, I'm going to say lottery. I've always wished that I'll win the lottery whenever it gets up to those ridiculous amounts, but I never buy a ticket. Like you were just saying, Kelly, there's something that's it's so attainable. Like, you know how to be more flexible.
Oh,
do
yeah.
more yoga, stretch more,
right.
and you will be. I know that I'm not going to win the lottery if I just don't buy a ticket.
Right.
But I still think, yeah, I'm going to win one day. I wish I would win one day.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is kind of weird. It would make no actual change to my life. It wouldn't make quality of life any better or anything. But I wish I had known how to practice basketball when I was young enough for it to make a difference. I thought it was just stand in one spot, dribble a little, and shoot. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had known, like, there are specific drills, and I could have done things to improve foot speed. I wish I could have been good. And I would have never been great. I still have what, you know, genetics has dealt me, but I could have been better if I knew how to play earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but back in those days, I mean, it was mostly just passing, wasn't it? No dunking or anything.
Joe, I didn't grow up in Pleasantville, but I think that is what you're imagining. But I did have a high school varsity coach who, probably a little later than most other people, wouldn't let us lift weights, which I, of course, was like, good. Who wants to do that? That sounds like hard work. You know, but I wish I had been encouraged to do that because I would have been better. I wish I had been encouraged to you know, just all the little things, not without boring the detail. But yeah, it would have been good.
I wish for consistent batches of larger emissions. That's something I wish for. Yeah.
You mean like carbon emissions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what I figured.
Trying to warm the planet.
That's what I figured you meant.
Joe, how does that make you feel when you get a particularly big emission?
Excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the downside, when it's just like a rumor of one,
it's that so feel disappointing. Good. It is so disappointing.
When it's nothing but a pants whisper.
Yeah.
A little rabbit pebble.
Yeah. Seriously. I've looked it up. I was like, what supplements does Peter North take?
Is there anything else you've always wished for, or is that just the one, Joe?
Yeah, no, I've wished for a brain tumor at times so that it would explain certain, so that I would have something concrete.
So that it would make it okay that you had a bucket at the convenience store.
This yes. I understand.
There are times I wish for that. A less feminine body.
Yeah.
I suppose. Kelly, you've also wished for a less feminine body.
No, I'm the opposite. I'd rather not be so flat-chested, but it's fine. I've learned to deal with it. Padded bras are great. They're very comfortable, too. And when anybody really tries to give me a little T-twister, they can't. I got pillows.
Does that happen a lot?
No, not
yeah,
ever.
Right?
Literally never happens.
Well, that's reassuring, actually, that it hasn't happened. All right. In the next segment. Couple
no,
questions.
Ask me, Howings. Hold on, wait. Free beer. Howings has a question.
I do. Well, you know, like, we've spent a lot of this week, like, coming up with various inventions and stuff, and I was just wondering, like, have you ever thought about wearing two bras, like you're a regular one, and then, like a double D or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
And then it would be like having two fanny packs right on your chest that you could put stuff into.
Oh, yeah.
And no one would even know.
Girls double up on bras all the time.
They do?
Oh, yeah. With a little, and you get a little push, and then you get a little cleavage when you don't have any.
But have you ever thought about using it as a storage spot?
Yeah, like some place to
like a front trunk, a front.
No.
Yeah.
And what about water bras? Like water beds for your breasts?
Yeah.
Why water?
That's a
why
thing,
not
right?
pudding?
Pudding bras?
Yeah, oh, then you have something to eat.
That's not bad either.
You just have to make sure you take one out of each, a scoop out of each side.
Yeah, you just have to have a Y straw.
Actually, it's more believable if you take more out of one because boobies are not always symmetrical.
Right.
Sometimes,
almost never.
On women who are built wrong, they are not symmetrical.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.